You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Well, if you've been listening to the show, watching it, you know that I purchased a Tesla Model 3, a long range, about a month ago. And I didn't purchase it to save the world. I didn't purchase it because I'm an Elon Musk fanboy, although I think he's got some amazing accomplishments under his belt. I got this car because I'm a car guy, and I was going through, I make a list. I think I've had 50 cars over the past 45 years or so. So as a car guy, you know, I love fast cars. I wish Tesla made a convertible, but they don't yet. But this car is amazing on so many different levels. So let's talk about it. The 10 things I love most about my Tesla. So the Tesla is truly state of the art, has every gadget that has ever been created for a car, and even then some. For instance, there's no keys for the Tesla. Transponders, you can use your phone, and that gives you full control of things, or you get these cards with chips in them, and you can program the chip yourself. You don't need to go to the car dealer to go get more keys made. You program the chip on the fly to work your car. This is why aren't other car companies doing this? It's amazing. I can use the app while I'm in the house. I can lock the doors. I can flash the lights, the horn, whatever. Every electronic gadget in it works. With like a Mercedes I had and a BMW, they have this thing called CarPlay, both for the Apple and for Google. And CarPlay gives you all these apps and everything else, but many times the car would not recognize the Bluetooth, or it would cut off the Bluetooth in the middle of the drive. You couldn't even shut the car down and start it up again. You had to leave the car for like a half hour till it reset the Bluetooth. But with the Tesla, none of that happens. Everything works perfectly on it. All the electronics work perfectly. So number two is multiple camera monitoring Sentry video security system. You know, you park your car and you leave it in Sentry mode. You put in a SIM card and or a thumb drive rather, and the car actually monitors around it. And when people come by, the lights flash and it starts taking video. And I can actually watch that video real time from my phone. If somebody tries to break in or an alarm goes off, somebody hits it, the notification comes to my app right away. I can see what's going on there, call the cops or whatever. So that's just a feature that's staggering. It really is amazing. If somebody almost hits you on the road, you can save that video clip. And if somebody does hit you, you have proof of it. It's either your fault or the other parties. You just save the video. It's pretty amazing. Acceleration. I don't even have the fastest Tesla on the road by any stretch. That distinction is held by the Tesla Model S Plaid, which does 0 to 60 in 1.99 seconds, which is some kind of record. Mine only does 0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds. But it's fast enough that, you know, I will admit recapturing a little bit of my childhood. I had a Porsche come up to me on the road the other day and he wanted to race. And I had no desire with any like really rev the engine. I punched the gas pedal. It's not really a gas pedal. They call it the juice pedal. I punched it. I blew past him so quickly. He didn't even know what had happened. It was the funniest thing. Then I said, you know, I'm too old for this. I don't really feel like getting a ticket or getting arrested for reckless driving. You know, going 90 miles an hour on a 45 is not really advisable. So I've had to contain myself. So acceleration is It's smooth. There's no transmission. It's direct drive. So there's no gear shifting. You just don't have any of that. It's a straight line. Although I will say you have to be careful when you've got passengers because they can get whiplash. That's how strong that accelerative boost is, the torque from the dual motors. So it's spectacular. Sound system. Now, you can argue about digital media, about MP3 files, about streaming videos, that it lacks something compared to the good old-fashioned vinyl on a turntable. And I agree with that. But somehow the Tesla designers have figured all of that stuff out, and they have put together a sound system that is second to none. They figured out how to play off the weaknesses of digital recording media and puts out a sound that is truly first rate. Never had a car with a better sound system. Maybe you can go get one of those $10,000 boom boxes for your car and get a better sound, but I just don't think it's necessary, really. Hey, number five is, it's kind of a negative, but I love never having to go to a gas station again. That is the best thing in the world. Growing up in New Jersey, you always had to have an attendant fill your car because you were not smart enough. And the gas station attendants were professionals who were trained in the intricacies of utilizing a gas pump. So not having to go to a gas station is great. Down here in Florida, when you go at night, oftentimes you will find undesirables begging for money, trying to intimidate you into donating to their cause. So never going to a gas station is a good thing. So that's number five. Number six, the ride is so quiet, vibration-free, and that enhances the wireless phone Bluetooth functions when you're using hands-free calling, because there's no engine noise, there's no hum that has to be noise canceled out of the car. The quiet, the smoothness, it's like a rocket ship. It's really amazing. I like that a lot. Number seven, I mentioned, it's really kind of goes to the first thing I love about it is smartphone integration. So all the integration works perfectly. They are constantly updating that app. Like I said, I can watch real time the cameras. So let's say I was a jealous husband. I could park my Tesla in front of a place where I thought my soon-to-be ex-wife was frequenting with her paramour, and I could record the video of them in front of that house, and they'd never know that it was happening. So it's kind of a remote spy vehicle. It's pretty cool. But the smartphone integration, I can lock the doors, open them. I can sound the horn. I can flash the lights. I can do so many different things. It's really a great thing.
Don't just survive. Thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Silver One Resources is an exploration and development company backed by strategic investors Eric Sprott and SSR Mining. At Silver One's Candelaria Mine project in Nevada, there is already a historic resource estimated at 127 million ounces of silver, which Silver One is developing and advancing. The company's Phoenix Silver project, located within the Arizona Silver Belt, is an early stage exploration project on which native silver vein fragments have been discovered near surface. One grab sample assay an astounding 14,688 ounces per ton. Yes, that's right, ounces, not grams. Silver One has tremendous exploration potential, is extremely leveraged to the price of silver, and is cashed up and poised to increase shareholder value. Silver One trades in New York under the ticker SLVRF and in Toronto under the ticker SVE. To learn more, go to silverone.com. That's silverone.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Then number eight is digital control of virtually every feature of the car, either through the app or through the panel, the video panel. I can control virtually everything that car is doing, to opening the glove box, opening the frunk. I also love the frunk, by the way, but I didn't put that in the list. I can open the hatchback, lock the doors, all of this stuff. I can put it into valet mode. So when I park the car, The valet won't be able to go drag racing in back of the establishment, and he won't have access to my data. There's a thing called car wash mode, where you go into the car wash. You don't want the wash people to be able to access your data or anything else. You just want them to clean the car. You put it into car wash mode. All of these things you control at the push of a button, figuratively speaking, because the car, the only buttons it really has are the window buttons and a couple of other little buttons here and there, but no real buttons. All of it is digital control. I like that a lot. Autopilot. Now, they say you shouldn't do this, and I know I shouldn't do it, but I can't help it. I'll be riding on I-95, no cars around. I don't usually do this when there are cars around, and I put it into the autopilot, which is cruise control. You hit it twice, auto steer, and I just sit back, put my arms up on the door and the console, and for like 2 minutes, the car just pinned to the center of the lane, drives on its own. Then the nanny feature kicks in, starts beeping, flashing. You got to have your hands on there. And you just flick the little wheel on the steering column, and it goes away for another 2 minutes. And you keep doing that till finally you just hold it with your hands and say, all right, already, you win. I didn't get full self-driving yet. It's an expensive feature. I might very well get it once it's really perfected. But for right now, I don't see particularly see the need to do it. There's just no real need. But at some point, I will probably upgrade to it. And there's also a feature where I can make it go instead of 0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds, I can go 0 to 60 in 3.6 seconds. That's a couple $1,000s. I just haven't seen the need. Honestly, it's fast enough for me. But when one of those Porsches comes up and he beats me, maybe I'll purchase that upgrade next time. One pedal driving, regenerative braking. So picture like you're in traffic and normally you take your foot off the gas and hit the brake because you're getting too close to a car in front of you. Instead, you just gently take your foot off the gas or the juice pedal and the car slows down so you don't have to hit the brake. So this one pedal driving, yes, there are times where you must hit the brake pedal, and it's still called a brake pedal. You have to do that because if you don't, you're going to hit the car in front of you, or you won't stop at a light. But if I'm approaching a traffic light, I take my foot off the gas, and the thing knows to stop right on the line. And if there's a car in front of me, it'll stop before that. If I don't trust it, I hit the brake. I love that feature, and it also helps regenerate the batteries. So there's a lot of other features on this car. I'm not telling you to buy it. One of the main negatives, for me, it's not a negative, but for you, it might be. And that is if you're doing more than 80 mile in each direction, 150 mile trips, you know, it says this thing says it'll get 297 miles to a charge on a full charge. Really, maybe it's the way I drive. You know, maybe that 0 to 60 in 4 seconds cuts down the range a little too much. But I find the most I can probably get before the thing goes dead is 220 miles per charge. But look, I charge the thing in my garage. It charges the battery 30 miles an hour, sometimes a little faster, depending on the amperage coming through the panel, and I have no idea why. So for me, it doesn't matter. I don't really do those 100 plus mile drives much. I know from where I live down to Miami, 85 miles, I can make it round trip back, no problem. Since I got charging in my garage, and it basically looks like a dryer plug, and I plug the mobile charger in there. I didn't get the home charger. That was like $500. What I did was I went on eBay, bought another mobile charger, and one I just leave in my garage, the other I have in the car. And every day I leave the garage in the morning, the car is fully charged. Now, you don't charge 100% of the battery unless you're going on a trip. I charge 90%. It seems to like that. But all these features make this an amazing car. The ride is really great. The features, you know, I will tell you that some of our digitally challenged female of the species probably will hate the car. But if you drive that car for a week, you will learn 95% of all the features. There's still things I'm learning. Like I want to put in a Roadrunner horn noise horn sound, and it comes with a bunch of sounds you can program the horn for. But I always had this fantasy of getting a 1968 or 70 Plymouth Roadrunner with the horn that sounds like Roadrunner. And now I don't need to get that car. I can have it anyway. It's a little anomalous. Like when I got the car, I didn't know how to change the horn noise. And it had this weird, like somebody letting out flatulence that would beep and then blah, blah, blah. And it was really funny, but it got too many looks. I had to stop it. I went back to the default horn. All these things, though, makes this an amazing vehicle. I won't say it's the best car in the world. It's the fastest car I ever had, but I've stayed away from smaller supercars. Too big for them, not comfortable, especially at my advanced years. So I try to go with the luxury mid-level sedans. I never really want the biggest luxury sedan. Too much of a pain. They're just not as nimble as the midsize. And this is the midsize Tesla. It drives like a big car in terms of ride. It weighs 4,000 pounds. And I really do enjoy the vehicle immensely. So if you're into Tesla, great. If you're not, great. If you hate Elon Musk, fine. If you love him, fine. But the car itself is an amazing, amazing piece of technology. Yes, there's some panel gaps. There's some things that aren't perfect. A couple of minor rattles that don't really mean anything at this point. But after taking all that into consideration, I give the grade a 9.5 in terms of build grade. And in terms of functionality, I give it a 9.9. Truly an amazing vehicle. Hey, if you got a question or if you got a story about your Tesla, tell me about it. Email me, kl@kerrylutz.com. Don't forget, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for a free newsletter. Hey, it's been another Triple Lutz Report. Kerry Lutz signing off.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.